Peoria's Theater Works often tackles challenging shows that haven't been produced locally. Two seasons ago, they mounted a triumphant ragtime, but last season they presented a lackluster local premiere staging of Stephen Sondheim's show business tale, Follies. Now the company crafts another hit with City of Angels, a jazzy gangster and detective musical with a stellar Cy Coleman score. It explores Hollywood in the late 1940s and how film noir's movies blurred the period's harsh reality. All three productions were directed by Philip Fazio, a local director who is now based in New York. To present a successful City of Angels production, several ingredients are mandated. All are present in this production. First, a sharply defined, quickly paced staging is necessary so the story evolves as a natural explosion. Next, the multitude of plot locations must swirl in and out as fiction writer Stein begins his novel about a rough and tumble and forlorn detective Stone. The characters are patterned after famous private eyes Philip Marlowe and Sam Spade. The action begins when Ole, a wealthy and gorgeous woman, hires Stein to find her missing stepdaughter. While reluctant to accept the job, Stein's acceptance sets in motion a convoluted tale with a parade of characters who present the writer's story where clever actions transpires. In addition to Fazio's zippy and engaging staging, a fine cast of solid singers with witty and exaggerated action is needed to create interesting and engaging characters. Headed by Ian Christensen's stalwart and feet-on-the-ground Stein and Matt Zimmerer's charming Stone, both actors sing well. Several excellent supporting players craft nimbly funny yet believably inviting people, including madcap Hector Corus's double take on a rich movie producer who dabbles in shady areas, stylish Sarah Wolter as the mysterious woman, and belter comedian Alana Cabelflash as the novelist's secretary both in reality and in his novel. The ensemble sounds great as they provide commentary on the action. Glamorous period costumes and clever set pieces create a nice visual look. A large unit at the rear of the stage serves as a good location for the wonderfully brassy orchestra conducted nimbly by Steve Hildebrand. City of Angels is a fast-paced and engaging detective story with an energetic and poised cast of farceurs who fashion a breezy and enjoyable production. City of Angels earns 4 stars out of 5 and continues through March 6th. For KBAQ, I'm theater critic Chris Curcio.